T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey,
hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So R. Kelly got out, and then did you see the chick that bailed him out wrote something on the internet about it?
Oh, what? No, what?
It wasn't, it was like a, she goes, I'm just a friend. It wasn't my money, but I'm helping my friend. And so he got out 3 days earlier than he would have because what? This chick put up the money from wherever and then posted on the internet this note from her iPhone talking about R. Kelly and how he's her friend. And all these people were like, I mean, huh? Then they'd have a woman. So probably a dude gave him the money.
Uh-huh.
And then R. Kelly's so shady, he was probably like, find a chick to give it to me.
Yeah.
Because then people will be like, yeah, look at a woman.
Uh-huh.
I got one upstanding woman
in my
life.
We're just going, God, she's stupid.
Yeah.
You just let a guy who violates women out. You're a woman.
Come
on, man.
What
the hell's wrong
with you?
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. They said that R. Kelly could come face to face. Remember that chick Jocelyn that he's supposedly been keeping hostage and her parents have said he's keeping her and another girl hostage. And the girl made this video saying, I'm okay, but she's in a dark room.
Yep.
That's all creepy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said that her parents may have to face R. Kelly soon, and I can't wait.
Oh, hell yeah.
That would be amazing.
Dude.
Because they say he's holding these sex slaves in Trump Tower in Chicago.
If her father is going to be face-to-face with R. Kelly, I hope they have him shackled down, because he's going to run over and punch R. Kelly in the face, and rightfully friggin' so.
Oh, yeah, and the parents have them doing a welfare check soon.
Good.
So they're going to go in, and so that way the parents can see the kid and R. Kelly, because he's going to be there.
Yes.
Oh, I got all the goosebumps seeing them coming face to face.
See, they're coming after him for child support too.
Oh, good.
Back
child
that's
support
like
payments.
The least of his problems right now. But yeah, can't
but
bail.
Is anyone surprised though that R. Kelly's not paying child support?
Chick bailed him out. He doesn't pay child support again. Look at it.
Right,
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. My good news is that I cleared off my driveway this morning. The sheet of ice that it was this morning.
Oh.
For some reason, it was an entire like skating rink on my driveway. It was the worst.
How'd you clear it? Did you snow blow it? Or
no, I had to scrape it, and then I threw down some ice this morning.
You mean salt?
Salt, yeah.
You didn't throw it on ice.
I don't know.
I threw down some more ice on top of the ice now.
I cleared the ice out and threw some ice on top.
I cleared the ice with the salt.
You're making me change my good news, which is I got 2 big bags of salt yesterday from a gas station because, you know, it's been like hard to find.
Yeah.
So when I pulled up, I was in, where was I? Menominee Falls or Sussex? And I go, you have salt. I'll take 2 because the snow was about to start, you know.
Yeah.
I was so happy. And then we actually got home. That was my really good news, was that we had to go to Children's Hospital right when it started snowing.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting off at Frederick and Children's Hospital at 4 p.m. So can you imagine the traffic jam?
Oh, my God.
People trying to get out with the snow of the garages. I went in. I came
chaos.
I came out like an hour later. Still lines of people trying to get out.
No
I've
way.
Never seen people still trying to get out of work an hour after at the hospital.
I can only imagine.
They
crazy.
Couldn't even get out of the garage.
Right?
Because the traffic was moving so slow on the street.
You got salt. I cleared the driveway. Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I almost saw 2 old dudes fight yesterday. I go to the school pickup line, right? This was funny.
Okay.
And there's 2 grandparents, 2 granddads who are clearly picking up their grandkids, right? And one guy passes the other guy and he goes, how about this snow? And the other guy goes, Steve, you know I don't care about this snow. Man, how about this snow? Steve, I don't give a bleep about this snow. Oh, how about this? Steve, shut the hell up. And then they go like 10 feet apart. And I see the one
Are
guy.
Are they like brothers?
I see the one guy. He's mean mugging the other guy. Mean mugging him, just looking at him. He picks up his kid, walks past the other guy. They say some words together. They're about to go at it. And then their kid started acting up, so they kind of separated and walked away. 2 old dudes at the school pickup line almost went at it. It was
There's
hilarious.
There's some kind of history there.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I get the impression that like Steve was Bobby's bully in high school, and they're still in the same town, oh living God. A street away from each other.
Stop talking about the snow. If one Barf. More person says, how about that snow? I'm gonna punch him in the face.
Yeah, I don't know when they turned into two Jersey boys, but they were almost Jersey as hell. No, it's fantastic.
All good news.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
All right.
When's
all
the
right,
last time right. you threw some trash out of your window? Never.
I mean, my kids throw apples out once in a while. Right. Is that littering?
Those are biodegradable.
I never consider that littering.
No,
apple cores and banana peels, I think they're fair game because deer can eat them.
Yeah,
I think I'm feeding nature. Giving back.
Also, if it rots in the ground, that's going to go back into the earth, and maybe you'll grow an apple tree or a banana tree.
Well, and I don't just throw them on the sidewalk. I throw them, like, in the forest or, like,
right.
in the woods.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't just leave it on 94.
Well, you don't want to throw a banana peel on the street. That's how car crashes happen.
Yes,
everyone
I've played
that.
Mario Kart. I know how this works.
Yes.
I know how that works. The city of Milwaukee is cracking down on littering. It soon could cost you $500 as a fine for littering, because I guess it's that big of a problem, that bad of a problem. They're saying it's like fast food garbage.
Yeah.
People are just throwing trash out their window. There's cups all the time.
They're on the east side. They're in an Uber. They're like, screw this burrito. I don't want it.
Did you just throw a burrito? I did.
I watched one of my best friends do that. Swear to God. She threw a burrito out of the car because she got mad.
Hold on.
I'll never forget it in my 20s.
Waste, egregious waste of food.
I know. We went to Taco Bell and she was a vegetarian and they put meat on her burrito and she goes, damn it. She threw it out the window.
Wrapper and all?
At like 2 in the morning. Swear to God.
You mean one of your former best friends,
oh,
right?
Oh, no. Anna and I still keep in touch.
Anna, if I ever
Anna's
meet you,
nuts.
It's on, okay? Oh,
no,
never
it's
mind.
Not. Anna's
oh, never
nuts.
Mind.
You'd be scared of her.
I'm sorry, Anna. I apologize. You do whatever you want, girl.
She threw a burrito out. She's a savage, dude.
True.
Are you crazy?
I've seen someone throw an entire bag of fast food out the window. An entire bag. Like, I've seen it on the side of the road before, but I've never seen it happen in action, and I saw it happen. It was on Grange one time. I was.
Their kid said, you're not getting this, and thrown it out the window. I've done that, too.
Three, there could have been drugs and a gun in that bag, and somebody could have been nefarious and came.
Why would you throw out drugs and a gun, though?
Because you got your buddy behind you to pick it up.
Well, if the mayor signs it, it could go into effect April 1st, a $500 fine for littering in Milwaukee.
I'm down with that.
If it goes through. I am, too. It's $1,000 in places like Indiana. $1,500 in Illinois.
Really?
For a first-time offense. $1,500 to litter in Illinois.
Okay, like
first-time offense.
For like a candy wrapper on the ground?
Yes.
People just don't pay attention, I guess.
You can't just throw trash. That's what they have trash receptacles for. Don't be stupid,
you moron. My point.
I know.
That's why nobody ever has a littering ticket. Maybe they should do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The littering police.
Enforce the law. That's right.
I have time during the day. I'll go do this. Come on. I'll do it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. Well, I got off topic now. I forgot what the hell I was talking about.
Jussie Smollett.
We started talking about something else off the air.
My bad.
Started talking about the Captain Marvel movie. Anyway, Chicago PD, they say that Jesse, we already know, they say he staged his own attack, and it was over a salary dispute, but then now there's some new report surfacing about the whole salary dispute thing, because even though he's making less than the stars of the show, he's making, you know, $125,000 per episode. Obviously, Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard make the same, you know, make them way more than him, but they should. They're the stars and the parents. And then one of the guys who plays his brother, he makes the same amount as Jussie Smollett, so it's not like he's that far off from his co-stars.
Yeah.
But, and they said that he's never even brought it up like it was an issue. It's never appeared to be an issue that his salary...
Why do we keep hearing different numbers for his salary? I'm not saying that you're incorrect. I'm just, you said 125, Gibbons said 100. Yeah. I've read 60. I've also read 20.
Well, they always write rumored.
Okay.
Right.
So you have to pay attention to that rumored salary.
So I'm wondering what it really was, where it was so... upsetting to a point where I'm going to send a letter allegedly to myself because I'm this important.
But they're
saying
it wasn't about the salary. That's what's starting to change now.
Okay.
And maybe they're going to say it's about fame, and maybe it was really about him just getting press and then thinking he would get more money.
Because I'm thinking if it's about your salary, wouldn't the first thing be to talk to people there and not stage this attack that's either going to get you super famous or ruin your career?
Even like do it legitimately?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
What? He would never have done it if it occurred to him it was going to ruin his career. That's how dumb he is, first of all. And second of all, they said that all the confusion around the case, because we're not the only ones confused, so is the rest of the world. They said, how do you think the people on the set feel?
Yeah.
They said that it's really screwed up the set's chemistry because everyone is so damn confused and nobody knows what to believe or who to believe, and everybody's fighting and all this stuff.
Hearing you say that gave me goosebumps, because I watch Empire, and when you're watching that show, you fully are invested and believe this is a real family.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps because they're so good together.
Yeah.
They're such a family unit, and they just work so well. Like, you said, screw it all up, and now it's... It might go to hell in a handbasket, and that's upsetting.
Might. At least Jussie Smollett's part will.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Well, they're making everybody look stupid, and that's why they're pissed, and that's why they're fighting. So,
honestly, I wouldn't know Jussie Smollett in a lineup until this whole thing happened. Because I just didn't know him. I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup.
How could you not remember him from the Mighty Ducks, Riggs? He was in the Mighty Ducks.
He was so much younger then. I wouldn't be able to tell.
Look, all I know is if one of you idiots pulled something like this and they kept you on the show.
Oh, my God.
And they kept you on the show, I would be like Taraji P. Henson on the set of Empire cussing somebody out, and we'd all be fighting. And I'd be like, why is this guy still here?
Oh,
so I get their pain.
Totally.
You know?
And I would be like, what? They were two Nigerian guys. I thought it would work. Come on, Allie.
And Gibbons would be like, but it's Riggs. I think he's telling the truth. Like, that's what's happening on the Empire set right now. And I'm like, you freaking moron. He's lying. Have you heard the cops?
Like, that's brilliant.
It's the truth.
You have to think about how
it's going on in a workplace and what it would do to your workplace. It would screw you.
Well, now I don't trust Riggs as far as I can throw.
Good.
That ain't far
at all. Don't trust you either,
Al. Well, now we're fighting. Now it's on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I was at my therapist yesterday and okay, first let me ask you, when you go to the doctor, do you tell them what you think you have, or do you let them diagnose you? Because there's two types of people. There's the people that go in and go, I think I have this, and because I got on WebMD, which is everyone.
Uh-huh.
Or you go in and you don't tell them what you found on WebMD, and you let them diagnose you with just the information they ask you about and what you tell them. What's your method?
I give them symptoms.
Yes,
I tell them
correct.
What's going on, and I say, I looked into it, but I understand it's the internet. And
so you do I think I have this because I looked on the internet. Internet.
Of course
I
do.
And
yes.
These are my symptoms. Okay,
and
so you're that guy that tells them what you think you have. Okay.
But I'll admit to him, I'll say it's the internet and you're a doctor, so I'd rather go off what you say.
Kay.
What do you say, Gibbons?
There's two types of people I trust wholeheartedly, doctors and my lawyer. And I just give those the sex.
Not a lawyer, no.
My
just
lawyer.
A doctor.
Just my lawyer. Here's how I feel. What do I have? I would never WebMD because I would have a hurt toe and convince myself I had cancer.
Right.
Yeah. No
Which
way.
Is what WebMD would do.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, like, I go in, and that's the thing. I don't really like saying, I think I have this because I found it on the internet, because I'm afraid it makes us look like idiots. Because these people have gone to school for years, and they have so much knowledge. And so I feel stupid, I think. I think it's my own insecurities walking in there and going, I think I have this. Because what the hell do I really know besides a 5-minute internet search? Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in there talking to her yesterday, and I was telling her how both my kids have been diagnosed with ADHD. And she goes, oh. And I go, yeah. And so I didn't want to say anything because we talked about my verbal problems, my verbal impulsivity issues, where I can't like stop talking, or I talk over people and I can't control it. And I don't know if I can control it, if it's controllable. You see? So I'm in there with her. I go, see, I'm doing it right now. and she's seen me for years. And so that's the cool thing is that she has a history. So she knows me and she knows my history. And she goes, well, now it's all, she goes, so many things are going off my head. And I never even said, I think I have ADHD.
Wow. Okay.
She's like, have you tested? I'm like, stop it. And I go, really? And she goes, yeah. And I go, I've always wondered, but I was too embarrassed to bring it up because I didn't want you to be like, you moron, you're not a doctor. We're treating you. Let us treat you, right?
Yeah.
And so I went, okay. So now I got to get tested for, isn't that crazy? Now, I don't, like, again,
I didn't know.
Isn't this crazy? Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
The neurologist, when Hudson got diagnosed, said 10 years ago, everybody didn't have ADHD, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we have stimulation, technology, all these things that can bring it about that affect your brain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe the technology, the stimulation was too much. I don't know. So, and who knows if I have it, but I'm going to get tested for it and it will be interesting. And she said, and then she said, I find this interesting. She said, because I'm wondering if it's always been there, but your depression was masking it.
True.
And she goes, so you had the depression on top of it and that was masking the, I don't know. There's so many levels to this crap. I'm not a therapist. I don't know. But I was like left there like, this is interesting. Like,
dude,
I wonder what they're going to say.
It's interesting that she was picking up on things that you've told her and she was able to say and diagnose that without you even saying anything.
I like, she was like, Oh, yeah. Like the second I said both my kids have been diagnosed with ADHD, she was like, and I said, see, I wondered, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to jump to conclusions.
Well, I don't think you should feel bad going in and saying those things to them because I'm sure that they, A, they get it all the time, and B, it's probably a good way to at least troubleshoot a little bit on the internet. I don't think it's a end all be all, but it's a good tool to use because
the
information is there.
Of mental illness, see, is that you're afraid to go, oh, I can't control this. I need a pill because you want to say I'm taking accountability for it. Yeah. That's the whole part of mental illness that makes it so hard.
Yeah.
When you deal with it, you have to be on meds or not on meds. So, I don't know.
I'm over here with my mind blown because I've told friends, I've self-diagnosed myself to friends thinking I had adult ADHD, thinking that it wasn't
really... Which is adult one now, she was telling me. ADHD and ADD is like all under one umbrella now. Yeah.
I didn't know that you could be tested as an adult. I didn't know you could be diagnosed as an adult.
Me neither.
And now I think I'm going to go to my doctor and be like, hey, listen, I'm not WebMDing myself, but I think I might have adult ADHD as well because I'm... flighty sometimes.
Well, here's the thing, though, and we got specific. I mean, she said, obviously, you have the verbal impulsivity, which is part of the ADHD. She goes, where you shout things out or whatever without thinking. She goes, but she goes, what about your focus? And I said, okay, well, should I show you the 7 to-do lists on my phone that I said, and here's the thing, I don't just make them and not finish. I just start something new. It's not like I'm depressed and I'm not doing anything. I said, I'm starting a list and I'm losing focus and I'm moving on to the next list. Yeah. And she was just like, oh God, we're getting you tested. I'm like, okay.
So
if you have 7 notes on your phone of 12 checklists that you have not finished and then started another, talk to your doctor. How about that?
When's the test going down?
I don't know. She has to refer me because she goes, we have somebody right here that can do it.
Okay.
Because so I said, do I have to go to my primary? She goes, no, I got this. I can refer you. I go, yes.
Is it going to be a similar test to what they did with your kids?
She said, I will go in. It'll be more than one appointment. Yeah, okay. They'll test me.
I'm being serious when I ask this. I'm not making a joke.
What?
Is she going to reach out to you to schedule it, or is it on you to remember to do it?
No.
Okay, because if you have it, then...
That's why I love. I've been going there for so long. Yeah. And when you have a therapist that long, she's like, I will call you and we'll set it up. I'm like, thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. When you have a good one that you're seeing regularly, they have a slot for you. So if you need to go in and see them, they always have something available, which is good.
And I've been seeing her for over 6 years because they hooked me up with her right before my husband left me, when everything was hitting the fan. They were like, you're pregnant. Yeah. You want a therapist? I said, yes. And so I ended up with her and I love her. Yeah.
My mind is blown right now. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I don't know when it's happening, but I'll let you know.
Thank you again for talking about it openly on the radio.
Breaking that stigma, dog.
People love when we do this. Talk about mental illness on the radio. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Shawn Mendes, Fiserv Forum. You want to go? We got your tickets coming up. You got to listen for the song of the day, and we'll tell it to you next on Kiss FM. Winter weather advisory until about 8 o'clock, so the little bit that you see now will start going away. But it's like that freezing rain kind of slash snow. It's just gross right now. It's gross. So, this is an incredibly awkward story, I would think. Single mother of an adopted baby.
Yeah.
She can't lactate, so she decides to give the baby formula.
Yeah.
So she goes...
Personal choice.
So she goes to takes the... It's a home daycare thing, so she takes it to drop it off to a daycare provider. And this woman has 2 kids of her own as well. She goes and drops off her kid and pulls out the formula, and the daycare provider goes, oh, you're feeding her that stuff? And she goes, I get this a lot. Yes, I can't lactate. Just give it to her. Okay.
And P.S., it's none of your damn business.
Amen.
But continue.
Exactly. So she says 2 months go by, and one Friday she gets off work early, and she's like, I'm going to go pick up my daughter early.
Yeah.
So she goes into one of the side entrances where you don't have to knock because she doesn't want to wake up the other kids that are there.
Okay.
And she walks into the room where her daughter is, and she sees the daycare provider breastfeeding her child.
See, this is where I pick up my baby. Oh. Think babies can have other people's breast milk. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, women donate their breast milk all the time because they say, you know, breast milk can be better. But I get pissed when they put so much pressure on women. There's nothing wrong with formula either. Like, plenty of moms cannot lactate that have given birth, and they should never be beat up for it.
No.
And it's BS. And it pisses me off, the breastfeeding thing. Like, do you? Breastfeed, great. They put pressure on you in hospitals. It's messed up, dude. But, it's not your choice. And some women can't produce it, so leave them alone.
This mother now...
It makes them feel like crap, women, you know what I mean?
This mother now is in jail for murder, right? Because that's the only... Like,
Not murder.
No. I would take a shoot of somebody.
I don't know what the charge would be. If it would be like abuse or
is there
like,
anything illegal that's happened, or is it just more of a thing that's like, you shouldn't be with... other people's kids anymore?
Again, I'm not a lawyer.
I don't even know. If you do know, please, 71037. I would love to know.
Text us to
71037.
Well, hopefully it'll destroy your business because hopefully the mom. Yeah. Where was this at again?
It didn't say. This was just, it was an article. It was honestly a woman that had written
in. It was not in Milwaukee.
It was not in Milwaukee,
no. That's all we need to know.
It was not here, no. Don't worry about that.
Oh, my God.
Far away from here.
Crazy.
Some mom just did a U-turn, taking her kid to the daycare.
My home daycare provider.
Uh-uh.
You better not have your boob on my kid.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind. And now, Missed Connections. From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey.
I'm not even going to give that a response. What the hell was that?
Don't. Normally, these don't get responses on Craigslist. This one is titled Backhoe Loader Driver. It happened at Oakland and Capitol. I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman, so we'll read on.
Ooh.
This morning at 8 a.m. on Oakland and Capitol, a construction man stopped his backhoe loader in the middle of Oakland Avenue. Traffic is backed up. Not until I got closer did I see that he stopped, got out, and helped an old lady with a walker get to the bus stop. This action made me so happy.
That's commendable.
I wanted to thank him and perhaps buy him ice cream. Or whiskey. Or whatever. She saw him do a good deed.
Can I just say I saw another MCTS bus driver get out of his bus on Greenfield Avenue and Highway 100 the other day, let the bus sit there while he walked a blind person across the street.
MCTS bus drivers are awesome, man.
I was
going
to cry thinking about the vision. I thought they really are going above. Like,
they do.
They need to pull that clip from a camera. It was like an Inside Edition story. I'm getting goosebumps.
Look,
sorry.
And now backhoe drivers are doing it too.
They're
catching the good vibes.
I'm over here trying not to giggle at Allie having the vision of a blind person being helped across the street, saying those words out loud.
Has this been our first ever endearing misconnection? Somewhat endearing?
Yes.
It took a turn.
Okay. 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
What the hell? You have a brother? You didn't even... Another brother?
Yeah.
Are you making this up, Riggs?
I am not making this up, all right? So, if you've listened to the show last year around May, I found out, like, I told off my birth father...
Yeah.
That I don't want him in my life anymore, so blah.
He wasn't really around anyway.
He wasn't really anyways. Found out I had a couple half-brothers that lived in the area. I've talked to them on and off. This has nothing to do with them or my birth father. Nothing to do with them at all.
Your mom had another kid?
Nope. So let me read you the text exchange I had with my sister last night, all right? My sister, Rachel.
Okay.
I get a text from her last night that says, "So remember like a year ago when I came out as gay?" And I said,
yes.
Uh-huh. And I don't hear anything back. And I send the guy sitting back eating popcorn gif. I don't hear anything back.
How much time is the lobster are we talking
about
here?
About 10 minutes or so. Then I go, are you going to open up and tell me something? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
So she goes, after quite a bit of reflection, it turns out I'm probably not your gay sister, but your straight brother.
Wow.
You had said you thought she could be transgender, right?
Yes.
My sister, when she came out to me, she didn't like using the term lesbian. And she said it was because it was sexualized by men, which I could agree with. But it was also because lesbian implies female gender. And she was uncomfortable with that. She's always felt like she had kind of a boyish type feeling inside. And she's... always kind of had that feeling inside, and I've always,
which most transgender people will tell you that,
I've thought that, but I was like, you know, if and she's just wondering if this is like the natural progression of things, is coming out as gay and then coming out as transgender, because this is my first time navigating this, and obviously our first time our family has been navigating something like this. So I told her, I said, I love you and I'm going to support you no matter what. I just want you to be happy.
Yeah,
that's all
absolutely.
That I want.
Absolutely.
However she identifies, I want her to be happy. And I said, just realize that some people are going to have to process this because it's different to some people who don't understand it. It doesn't mean that they're intolerant. They just, they don't, they have to process it and go, okay, this is
well, some
this
people
is a new normal.
A lot of people actually are intolerant. Let's just keep it real
they
for
are.
A second. People
right.
are asses. And
absolutely.
A lot of people don't
yeah.
accept it, don't allow it, think it's made up.
But
and
it's still...
So, but, like, I support you. For I'm glad you're supporting her because
of course, yeah. of
screw
course.
Those people.
I'm not
going
to not support my sister. She's my big sister. I love
a lot
her.
Of people
my
do, they cut people off in their face. I mean, look at the Courage House in Milwaukee
yeah.
that I started, you know, that I get to work with now. I'm
yeah.
Because they have kids that have been kicked out of their house for being gay in our own city. You know, parents don't want them there. And they take them in, thank God.
And
but
much
I was
like,
kids, yeah.
much like
not
many,
adults.
Much like many other families, I'm sure there are people in Riggs' family who aren't as tolerant as Riggs, aren't as open as Riggs, and that might...
God, oh, yeah. No.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But
so wait, so was she saying that she is going to transition? Like, what was she?
I don't know how far she's gone with that yet. I know that she's just come out with this. So she's like thought of a name already. Oliver's the name she wants to use.
So she's changed. Going to change her name.
Yes.
Yeah, I have so
okay.
many questions because
yeah.
I've never
yes.
actually talked to a person specifically
I haven't either.
About
She was like, him and her, or him or him and he are now the new pronouns that we use for him. She said, is your story pretty congruent with others in the trans community, meaning you always questioned your gender and your sexual orientation. You came out as gay and then as trans. And she said, I don't know about all of them, but several of them jump right into their gender identity. But she knows several trans men that started out as gay women.
What?
Which is interesting.
I'm processing. Yeah. I'm taking it all in.
By the way, if you are in the LGBTQ community and you can, like, you have answers or anything, or you can just, you want to call and chime in, 799-1037, or you can always text us to 71037.
So, from this moment forth, is your sister Rachel now your brother Oliver?
Yes.
Is that, okay, so
wait, we don't call her Rachel or your sister anymore.
No.
Wow, I have to, like, process this.
Yeah.
I mean, I have
so
no problem
I
with this.
I have my
to,
brother
like,
Oliver. I mean, he said he's changed it on his Instagram. I should start saying that now. He's texting me right now. Rachel, do I start saying he? Do I have to start?
Okay, now I'm not even trying to be funny about this.
I'm not
I'm being
either.
No. I'm the question I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
I'm being completely serious. So this was a big deal,
yeah.
and people laughed at it when Caitlyn Jenner did this, right?
Yes.
And we were just like sitting back shocked because we had really never seen anyone besides Caitlyn Jenner or Cher's
Chad.
Daughter.
Right.
Cher's
Chad's
daughter
Bono.
Has transitioned,
yes.
but not that famous anymore.
Yeah.
Let's
uh-huh.
be real.
Right.
Transitioned to a man from a woman that was Cher's daughter, but so we didn't know how the family members felt,
no.
and they got, you know, obviously crap or whatever. So,
yeah.
like, what do you? I'm just curious, like, how you feel as the family member, like, because they felt some of them were angry, some of them were completely accepting, some of them felt like they had been lied to. You know what I mean? Now, again, I'm not saying their stuff's valid.
No.
But I'm saying this is what they... I'm curious as a family member.
Right.
What that is. Because you accept it. I get it.
I do. I 100% accept
that.
It. And I've told her I love my sister regardless. Or my brother regardless. But it's a different thing to think
yeah,
of because you've never been put into that situation. You've only, like you said, you've only seen it in the media. You've seen it on TV.
You have to experience it with
yeah.
a person to understand. It's
absolutely.
That's why a lot of people don't get it because they haven't had
mm-hmm.
the exposure to it.
Yeah. We got people calling. 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. If you're just listening, my sister is transitioning. My sister is now my brother, Oliver. Good morning.
Hello. Briggs is talking about his...
My brother.
Brother.
My brother,
mm-hmm.
Oliver. Yes.
I don't know if they
good
even
morning,
know they're
on
the phone. Hello,
Hello.
Kiss.
Hey.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
But that's okay. Our intern is gone today, so nobody's answering
yeah,
the phones in the other room,
we're just blindly.
Like.
We're rolling the dice, man.
Oh, don't screw us over.
Yes. What is your name?
So, my birth name is Maya.
Okay.
But I go by Simon.
Okay.
And funny that you say Oliver, because originally I did go by Oliver, too.
Really?
That's interesting.
Yeah. I went by so many names before choosing Simon. But I am a senior in high school, and I came out to my mother on my birthday.
Chills.
Because I was like, oh, she's not going to yell at me if I come out to her on my birthday. It's
oh,
my special day.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
I know.
Because I came out as bisexual when I was in seventh grade to my mother first, because I trust my mother and I love my mother
yeah.
so much.
Uh-huh.
So when I came out to her, she said, don't tell your father. Don't tell your grandfather.
Oh.
You do not talk about your love of women. You do not talk about that kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
with your family. Because my family is a very deep-rooted Mexican family. And I'm sure it's not the same for every other Mexican family. But for my family, it was very, we keep a tight lid on who we like and who we don't like.
Yeah.
A very tight lid on our sexuality and our gender.
Which is the problem, actually. Yes. Don't you think? I mean, that's where you're, yeah.
It is.
But and I get you're saying it's the culture. I get it.
We're not from a Mexican family, obviously, but we come from a very deep-rooted Catholic family, the very conservative, the very, very living in the past.
Are your grandparents going to know?
That's what I told my brother. I go, I have to start saying that now. Yes. My brother, Oliver, is that my grandparents, you're going to melt their face when you tell them this, because they're not going to know.
Out.
They're not even going to know how to deal with that.
Yeah, but they're going to have to learn, because it's
course
his
they
life.
Will.
It's his way, you know?
So wait, though, but I'm sorry on the phone. What's
Simon?
The name again?
Simon.
Yes, thank you.
Simon.
So, but you obviously transitioned, right? If you're going by Simon, so doesn't your family know?
My family kind of does that thing where, you know, they know, and then it's like, oh, we don't know. We don't remember. I came out to my grandparents, my grandfather, and he was like, you know what? I accept you. You know, it's all cool. And then the next day, he's like, wait, what did you want to tell me? And I'm like, oh, no,
he didn't understand.
Yeah, so it's very much like a, we know, but we don't really want to talk about it.
Well, I'm sorry that they don't want to just let you live your life and accept
seriously.
You for you.
Yeah.
This makes me think of a friend that moved to California who didn't even come out till they were in a place where they felt safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for years and years knew they
Sad.
Were gay, but just hit it and then had to move to literally a city where they felt comfortable being gay, which is sad.
And my poor brother lives in Indiana, one of the least tolerant states.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? Mike Pence loves the gays.
Come on now.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Simon. Appreciate listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you? Are you calling to talk about my brother, Oliver, now?
I am.
Wonderful. What do you have to say?
I have gone through this with a couple different people that I've known, that I know, actually, that have transitioned or, you know, come out as one thing, and including myself, actually. I always identified as a bisexual.
Yeah.
And the more involved I became in the community, and, you know, I realized, well, no, that's not what I am. I don't, like, I'm just attracted to who I am attracted to, whether it be male or female, which is non-binary.
Right.
But I know several people that, two women that I worked with, one that I worked with who came out as a lesbian and then
transitioned.
I was like, no, I'm transgender, and she's actually going through the transition right now.
Yeah.
She's already had like half her surgery done, been on hormones, all that. So, yeah, I mean, it is something for, you know, that people do have to process, you know, and. But
well, I remember, I know my brother, because he's talked about it in the past, knowing another transgender man, and showed me a video that was taking testosterone supplements, and it was amazing to watch. He did an update
every month,
like 6 weeks on testosterone, and the transition of the voice, you could tell.
Dude.
How it went from more of a feminine voice to more of a masculine voice. You could tell it got deeper with that, and I could only imagine what else it did to his body as well.
My friend Lauren dated a transgender, was a female who became male, and took the testosterone, and is a full-grown dude with a beard, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Right.
I mean, like, so it's progressive, but
people are
crazy.
Texting in. Somebody said, my son is gay. We do not have experience with the trans stuff, but I do want to say I'm happy to hear you say you'd support him no matter what. We're just talking about his brother.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, so many of my son's friends are afraid to come out because their parents won't accept them. Love is love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My son came out to me as bisexual in 7th grade. He's currently in 10th grade. His choice to not let anyone else in the family know right now. And, oh, God, the texts are coming in so quick at 71037. Hold on, I'm losing
them. We got a lot of texts right now.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much to everyone
that's
texting in.
And I want everyone that treats him well and makes him happy no matter what gender that person is.
Yeah,
he can talk about it whenever he wants.
I got to change his name and my phone now to Oliver now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if I could say anything, and I'm just going to be honest, is... Don't jump on someone's throat when they're talking about something like this, because I feel like people are quick to judge when you're mistaking intolerance for just not knowing. It's just sheer ignorance. Like
ignorance is
I understand. Well, it's maybe it's uneducated because I've never been down this
What's
road before.
Yeah.
I don't know how to navigate these waters. So I'm terrified right now of somebody coming out going, you have to use your pronoun, you're using it wrong. And I understand, it's my brother Oliver, I'm using the correct pronouns, he. But you can't jump down somebody's throat and then shame them and judge them for processing this, because it's different.
You can't undo.
And that's not bad different, it's just different.
But you've also been calling her the same, you're calling him the same name with the same pronoun for 20-something years.
When I've been saying my sister Rachel for 25 years.
Yeah,
and
it's going to take time.
I've got to get used to saying.
Well, that's why Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner still call Caitlyn Jenner dad. And they said, can we call you dad? Because it's too weird for us to call you mom. Yeah. You know, like, and he was like, yeah, that's okay. Or she was like, yes, that's okay. Somebody texted, they said, Riggs, I have a deeply rooted Catholic family as well. And we have two uncles that are gay. They were shocked when they learned this, but nothing had changed. Yeah. My grandparents love them the same. They accepted them as God's creation, in their words, and understand this as a learning experience for them to be accepting and not judge. They might not like it from a Catholic standpoint, but love them the same. Your brother may have to cross that bridge, but it is doable.
That's what's going to happen in our family, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure, because my dad's on board with it. My mom's just processing it right now. I just texted him. I said, are you going to transition? He says, yes, I would like to. There's a surgeon that does that type of work. He said the cool thing about transitioning from female to male is that really the only thing separating women from men physically is testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
We transition really well. So I'm proud of my brother for coming out. And
absolutely,
it's a new step in our life, and it's another chapter in
for
my
sure.
family.
I've had chills this whole time. Man.
Thank you. Yeah. So if you can still text us, 71037. Thank you for all the support. I've seen your texts. I'm seeing these Facebook messages come in. Thank you for your support. I appreciate that.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. If you just missed the conversation, I was just talking about my sister, Rachel, who came out as gay to me last year, now sent me a text message that says, your gay sister is now your straight brother.
Yep.
So my brother, Oliver, I was just talking about his transition now, and we got a text message that said, Kiss is officially deleted off my channels and my truck.
Hell no.
You know what's sad?
And then
I knew some close-minded like individual would text in and say something hateful.
And then followed up with, God doesn't make mistakes.
Oh, God.
So
awkward.
To that person, I'm not angry at you. I wish I could educate you.
Right. I wish I could talk to you on the phone, quite frankly.
I'm not going to call you a jerk or tell you don't listen again. I'm saying I wish I could educate you and put you in my shoes and how I feel. And if you're not comfortable being in my shoes, imagine being in my brother's shoes, who's actually going through the transition and has to deal with responding to a new name and a new gender. So
educate
yourself.
And he sees text messages like this.
Yes.
Come on.
And hears things like this on TV and radio when someone tries to come out.
Yeah.
Hears responses like the one that was texted in.
Thankfully, that was one out of the many supportive
ones.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody that sent very nice, positive messages. But yes. He said, oh, that says they're very educated. I'm sure that you are, friend. I'm sure.
Oh, wait.
I'm very educated. What?
Yes.
Why are you listening?
You may be educated, but not, I don't know about exposure. Right.
You removed us from your presets. How the hell are you still listening? I'm just saying, you removed us from your presets, bruh.
Stop giving.
Come on. Come at me, bruh. Come at me.
We don't even know if it's a dude.
I know, but I'm just saying, bruh, in general.
That's the thing.
Do you have a hell to the no?
Oh, I have a hell to the no, Riggs.
Oh, God.
I got to yell at you, and you didn't even realize what you did.
Oh, because we went to Read Across America Day.
Yes.
For Dr. Seuss, which I'm putting a blog up about this. So what happened yesterday?
So we go to Franklin Elementary School, and there's a kid in one of these classes who I know very well. And that'd be my daughter's girlfriend, my girlfriend's daughter. Right? So Riggs walks up to her.
Yes.
Hey, Cora, where's Cora the Explorer? Not knowing that that girl hates being called Cora the Explorer. And when her friends want to mess with her, they call her Cora the Explorer.
Really?
And she hates it.
Oh, my God.
And you called her it, dude.
I was being goofy. I'm sorry, Cora the Explorer. It's just a good name. She should embrace it. She should embrace it.
I got one more health of the knot from our adventure at Franklin Elementary yesterday.
Okay.
I was wearing a hat, right? Because I felt like wearing a hat. I wanted to break the rules.
Yeah.
And one of the kids from the school goes, can you take your hat off? And I take my hat off, and he goes, you don't have a lot of hair. Is that why you wear a hat? And I said, yes, but I was thinking, hell to the nah. No filter on those kids, man.
When the girl asked, how old are you? And I said, how old do you think I am? And she said, 40.
Oh, come on.
And then she asked how old Gibbons was, and she goes, I think you look older than him.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Kids do the darndest thing.
Gibbons, I wore a hat to Hudson's school on Monday, and I was worried that I was wearing a hat in the school, but I didn't want to take it off because, hello.
I wore mine backwards because I'm a rebel.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Now here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. Okay, Gibbons the Great walks in with 10 wins, only been beaten once. If you think you can stump him, play every morning around this time. 799-1037. Just think of someone famous. He uses yes or no questions. He can guess who you're thinking of. Come on in the studio, man. Hey,
get back in here.
Get
back in here. I was taking a little power nap outside.
I said a second. Leslie and Allie and I were having a little conversation. Leslie's in Burlington, and she's going to stump you this morning. You're going down, Gibbons the Great.
Me don't think so.
Gibbons the Great versus Leslie. You ready to go, Leslie?
I am ready.
Let's do it.
All right, Leslie, is this person real?
Yes.
Are you thinking of a woman?
No.
Could you have on your mind somebody whose age is older than 40?
No.
You're thinking of someone maybe who creates music?
Yes.
Is this perhaps a rapper?
No.
Could you have someone on your mind who is from Korea?
No.
Maybe this person's in a famous band?
No.
Could you be thinking perhaps possibly of a white guy, white person?
No.
Is this person an African American?
Yes.
Could you have on your brain someone who has kids?
Yes.
Maybe this person has very much skills as a dancer?
No.
Is this a singer, maybe, perhaps?
Yes.
Could this singer also play the piano?
Yes.
Hey, you got someone on your mind who's ever been nominated for one of the Grammys?
Yes.
Is this person currently married?
Yes.
Oh, me got it here. All right, let me clear up my crystal ball. Oh, me love his wife, but me also love him, too, because you'll be thinking of Mr. John Legend.
Yes.
That is it.
He's so cute.
Yep.
Him really is adorable, and I'll tell you what.
He's got a little boy face.
If them ever get divorced, him and Chrissy Teigen, me gonna cry and give up on love forever.
They're too funny to get divorced. They have too much humor in their life.
Exactly.
Leslie, did you go to his Christmas show when he came to Milwaukee?
I did, and it was fantastic.
Was it?
Aww.
I heard it was amazing. Leslie was thinking of John Legend this morning. Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
11 wins. You think you can stump him? Play every morning around the same time with 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Is there anything worse than being caught in the middle of Facebook drama that you didn't ask for, that you don't care about?
I'm shocked. Somehow in the middle of drama. I don't know why you're backing out of drama all of a sudden.
Dude, I love drama in the here and now. I don't love drama that comes from something posted on Facebook
from
10 years ago. Okay. So something popped up on Facebook like 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
At the anniversary of my first ever tagged photo, 10 years ago. And a little video goes with it. So my buddy, who I'm tagged in the photo with, shares the video and goes, ah, the good old days.
Oh.
It's a photo of when I was working in promotions back when I was like 21 years old, promotions at the radio station, where we would go out at bars and stuff, set up video games like Guitar Hero, and play Guitar Hero for a couple hours.
I remember
right?
Guitar Hero.
So the picture is me and this guy that I worked with playing Guitar Hero.
Yes.
Somebody, one of our old coworkers, comments on it. Oh, man, I missed the access we had to Guitar Hero. That was such a good time. And then one of the girls that I worked with in promotions comments below that. Yeah, but I hate it lugging around that giant TV all the time. So then the guy comments back. What do you mean you lugging the TV? I remember lugging the TV around all the time, and you weren't really lugging around the TV much, right? With that, the girl private messages me and goes, can you believe what a jerk Brandon's being? How dare he call my work ethic into play? Call me on my work ethic. I went, Michelle, he commented on a Facebook photo from 10 years ago, and I'm pretty sure he was just joking. Calm the hell down.
Oh, she's taking it all personal.
I actually thought he was being a douche. I thought he should have shut up. That's funny that you're taking his side because I'm taking her side.
But then, as I'm about to hit send on it, he messages me, he does, and goes, can you believe what a bitch Michelle's being? She was always a B. I can't believe
so he
what
doesn't like her, and he's making fun of her on Facebook, saying she sucked at her job because he doesn't like her, and then they're saying... But he's like insulting her work ethic on Facebook because he doesn't like her, but it's really about the fact that he doesn't like her, right?
But like, when we were all working together, we were all chummy, and we were all stupid, isn't it, Rick?
So dumb.
It
was a TV. Even I'm sure if she didn't care, it wasn't because of her work ethic. It has nothing to do with her work ethic.
I was going to say, he probably took it in one letter.
Maybe he was like, I'm just going to take the TV, and you never carry the TV.
I'm like, did they miss an inside joke that they had together that they've forgotten about? But then they're both messaging me about what jerks the other person is, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, grow up, get on with your life. I don't
care. Hey, you gossipy, shut up and don't say you don't care. You cannot play that role right now because you love to gossip with me and you love to get involved in drama. So don't say this just because this one bored you, okay? Yeah, and I agree. This is stupid as hell.
It is dumb.
I do love me a life. I do love me some drama, but for the love of... Don't act like you don't ish talk,
Oh,
I
dude.
Do. No, I totally love it. But my God, over... You didn't carry the TV 10 years ago. I know you don't work in radio anymore. You have a totally different career that you're good at. But shame on you for not carrying a TV for 10 years ago. How could he call me out? She's such a bitch. He's such a jerk.
Yeah, but this is the problem. This is how things don't ever end, is they put someone in the middle like you. And instead of actually figuring out what the problem is, you're sitting there playing the middleman. Then nothing ever changes. So, like, did you say, just message each other? This is stupid.
I just said, grow up, guys. And by the way, I'm going to talk about this on the radio tomorrow morning. And I'm going to send them both this audio. Like, yo, seriously? Just grow up.
Hey, as someone who has a lot of extra time on their hands, allow me to introduce you to a button on Facebook. There's three little dots, and if you click it, you can delete the post, and it's gone forever. Just make it go away.
Really?
Don't ever deal with it ever again.
Yeah. Well, and you can delete the people.
Yes.
But then you can get rid of them.
I can't even think. Who cares about jobs 10 years ago? Yes.
It was me.
This guy does.
It was me and John B. Winther, and we were playing Guitar Hero, and damn it, I enjoyed that photo. I will not delete the post. The post must remain. It's a fond memory of mine.
Store it in your brain and let it go.
Yeah.
You guys are being logical.
And then
maybe
tell those two people they need to have sex or something.
Yeah.
he's gay, so that's not going to happen.
Okay.
So that's why he's getting cattier with her than the average. Now he's ready to play.
Super catty. Yeah. But I'm
hysterical.
10 years ago. Let it go.
Makes more sense now.
Yeah, it does. See?
That he was like, you didn't carry
it. It all comes out at the end.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Cold today, high of 23. At least the snow has stopped. That's nice, though.
Oh, yeah.
I
said it first. You owe me a Coke. Allie, you can speak.
All
the rules of...
You hear that, ladies? A man just told me I could speak. His name's Gibbons. Gibbons at 1037kissfm.com.
The rules of jinx, okay?
Find him on Facebook. He just told me I was allowed to speak, ladies.
Show number 605 will be posted up shortly at 1037kissfm.com.
And there will be a hate march downtown.
Oh,
with Screw Gibbons signs later today with all women.
I already got signs printed up.
Screws.
I'm going to be right in front of it, too.
Oh, man.
The women's march to fight Gibbons.
I'm catering it. I'm going to cater them. Feed those women afterwards.
You bring it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
I learned... wait, am I talking about Riggs or Gibbons? Does it matter?
I'm talking about Riggs.
No!
Talk about Gibbons.
No!
You know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Do whatever you want to do, lady.
Hear that, lady? Hold me down again. I learned
that
Riggs' sister, not only... Well, we knew she came out as gay. Mm-hmm. That happened a while ago, but she came out as transgender as well.
Yes.
And she is now...
My brother, Oliver.
Yes. And that is a true story.
Yes.
That happened
so
this morning.
We learned that was quite a conversation. If you missed it, go listen online at 1037kissfm.com to the show because we had a long talk about it this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
We sure did. 99% of the texts were supportive and 1% a-hole. So.
Well, you knew you were going to get bad ones in Wisconsin.
Of course. Hello. She knows that too. My brother does. Or he knows that. My brother. Yeah. I'm still getting used to it.
It's going
to
take a minute.
It's been a day.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you're allowed to get used to it. It's okay.
Yeah. My brother, Oliver. What did you learn this morning, Gibbons?
Well, I just recently learned that Allie has ended my life, that I'm going to have a hate march outside of my place.
Oh, well, you know.
You have a hate march already.
Down by City Hall.
Oh, no. They're going to make their way to my place in South.
Coming to your house.
No, my address will be posted online before the end of this conversation. But I also learned from Allie that she's getting tested.
I am getting tested.
For ADHD, which I have self-diagnosed myself in conversation with adult ADD.
We all do jokingly.
Yes.
But I didn't know adult ADD was actually ADHD. Yeah, was actually a thing and that you're going to get tested for
There's tons of adults with ADHD and ADD, It's all under the same umbrella now. One of my best friends has had it like her whole life, but she's 50.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there are people that get diagnosed as adults. So We'll see what happens. I'll let you know how the tests go.
Yes.
I learned that Gibbons, Mr. I Don't Like Drama, is involved in drama on Facebook and doesn't like it because two friends are fighting over a picture from 10 years ago and he's been thrust into the middle of their little argument and their debate. I think he secretly likes it though.
He's like, I never saw an argument he didn't like. What is he talking about?
Because it's two people I don't really care about. I cared about the photo and they ruined the photo and they ruined my damn memory and all they're doing is bitching and moaning to me.
Like, right. This is how I feel though on Facebook, period. Like, there's all these people bitching and moaning or saying even positive things that I don't give a damn about. I'm like, I'm happy for you next. Like, you know what I mean?
So you can catch up with the show at 1037kissfm.com. And starting at 11:30 later today, we will start with the Hate Gibbons March. Starts at Velar Phillips downtown.
I'm turning your mic off.
What? It's going to be amazing this March.
I hate you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.